Well, good evening, everybody. How's everybody doing? It's Friday, happy hour, and tarot reading. Let me bring in my co-host, She-House Spirit. Good evening, She-House Spirit. How you doing, young lady?
What's up, Lena? What's up, baby?
All right.
Okay,
can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I sure can. I sure can. Let me bring in Christina. I think this is Christine. Let me see. Yep, there we go. Christina, is that you?
Yes, that's me.
Okay, and I see one more. Boy, they're lighting up tonight.
Hi, Christine.
Thank you. Bring in one more. Oh, come on. I'm trying. There we go. Okay. Bringing in 408. I think this is Deborah. Is this Deborah?
Yes, it's me.
Okay. I'm remembering. I'm trying to remember you guys' area code. Anyway, welcome, everybody, as I said earlier, to Happy Hour and Tarot Reading tonight. We're doing love readings, okay? I got two different decks, and I'm going to be using them both when I do this love reading. But Christina, you might get upset with me. I'm not doing it on married people because you guys got the one in your life that's going to make you happy. Okay, I mean, I will, but, you know, you guys are you're with your loved ones. 706, who's this?
This is Miss Wilhelmina.
Okay, I got it down. I thought so, but I didn't want to call it out. I want to make
Christina.
Sure. Good evening, Miss Wilhelmina. Good evening, Deborah R. Good evening, Miss Wilhelmina. Good evening, Sheha. And good evening, Linus.
Hey there. Hi.
Hello, everybody.
Deborah.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Well, as I was saying earlier, Ms. Wilhelmina, for you just came in, happy hour and tarot reading. So I'm using two decks tonight. One deck is the Hidden Truth, and this is like, it's either validation for what you've already went through in an existing relationship, or it could be something, you know, like I say, from the past, or it could be something to come, you know, how you feel. Now, the second deck, this is the one I really like now, it's called In the Shadows. Oracle. It says that the messages are mature, straightforward, and not for everyone.
Okay, well, bring it on then.
Yeah, so in the shadows, it just tells it like it is, okay?
Okay.
I might not be
all right.
Lennis, I might not be old enough for that. Lennis, I might not be old enough for that one.
Uh-oh. Okay, maybe I just do the hidden truth on you. But even the hidden truth, because you and Miss Wilhelmina are married, so you have your mates in life. You know, y'all
I don't mind.
In love, spiritually, mentally, and physically.
I'm not afraid of my shadows. I got to balance them out.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, let's begin because I'm doing, like I said, I'm doing two dicks. Oh, y'all, I do have a discussion before we go. Is anybody aware of, I haven't watched the news, but it's all over the internet, two banks closed in California, and they said it's worse than back in 2008 because they said this was in 48 hours these two banks closed.
Oh, they closed the door. I just had got a read about that. I can't even remember the bank now, but it's a big bank that shut down here in California.
Yeah,
Silicon
Valley
Bank,
and I didn't get the name, and I'm sorry, Deborah, for the second bank. But they said in 48 hours, but they said this goes back to 2008, but it's worse because of the insured and uninsured. And, you know, that's why I got a question, y'all. I thought any money we put in the bank was insured. Was it FCIC?
It's supposed to be.
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
Okay, well, with these banks closing, they're giving so much money to the insured, and they're giving allowing so much money for the people to draw out on Monday of the uninsured. And I'm like, what do you mean the uninsured?
God.
Anytime you put money in the bank, it's insured. What's the uninsured? Are they talking about people with loans?
I don't know.
I read something about they're insured up to $250,000. So I don't know what that meant. I thought that meant that if you had that much money, that your money was good, that you wasn't going to lose it.
That's what I thought.
You know, if you have it in the bank.
But I think that the money that has been loaned to you, like signature loans and all that stuff, they want their money back, so they got that insured. You know, they always getting that money from us one way or another, cheating you out of your money. So the money we got in the bank, not ours, no way. They're going to take it.
They're going to take it, and I think the market is crashing.
Yes. And y'all know I said it didn't look good because I was letting Christy know, because, you know, Christy's in the stock market, her and Jim Ryman. Those two play the stock. Well, not Jim plays it. I think Christy works for a corporation that deals with the stock market. But I said it's going to be, you know, kind of an up and down. But I didn't understand the insured and uninsured. When I read in the uninsured, they said, well, they could draw their money down on Monday. And I'm thinking, what do you mean uninsured? Everything that you do with the bank is supposed to be insured, whether it's your money or a loan or credit or a house or car, it's insured. I thought, maybe I'm wrong.
But anytime you deal with the bank, it's there, so you got to be careful.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's why I told Sheha here a few weeks ago, I'm moving all my money out of Bank of America because I can't stand them. They can kiss my
Bank
entire
of
black ass. Damn Bank of America.
They were showing Bank of America as one of the top banks, you know.
But they were also showing Bank of America as the one that was taking the people's money right out of their accounts.
That's true.
I can believe that because they nickel and dime you to death. It's like going to a car dealership. They keep putting all these extra charges. It ain't just your monthly charge because we all get monthly charges on our accounts. No, they're going to nickel and dime you with some other stuff. So I'm just so sick of them. So I have an account with Boeing Credit Union. Very good because I've had two loans with them. I've paid off, and I've got excellent credit with Boeing's. So I'm moving all my money over to the credit union so that there's nothing left in Bank of America. The only thing I'm trying to get rid of now is my business account to move that over to Boeing. So I'm trying to empty that out and also took, because I have a couple of withdrawals that come out of there, you know, a couple of bills that come out of there a month. But other than that, I don't want to deal with Bank America. Mm. When I went in there and told them I wanted so much of my money the first time and took it over to Boeing, they kind of looked at me like, well, I mean, it ain't a lot of money, believe me. It really, truly isn't. But even if you pull out $2,000, you know what I mean, $1,000 or $2,000, they look at you like, well, why are you taking your money out? Why are you leaving, you know? Like, no, y'all can kiss my ass.
Well, ladies, I have the answer to uninsured, okay? If they say that FDIC only insures up to $250,000, anything over that is uninsured.
Okay.
So if you got more, for explaining that. So anything over $250,000, then it's uninsured.
Right. That, if that is that bank's cap, and you go over that, that's why so many people find so many different banks and that type thing or open more than one account. Because once you go over that $250,000, it is insured.
Yeah.
Unless
Yeah.
Do you think that is because in 2008, SHIHA, they were only allowing people $100,000, you know, if you had that much money? Now, I surely didn't. But anyway, they only allowed you up to $100,000 that you could take out in 2008. Even if you had $500,000 or close to $1 million in the bank, you couldn't get but $100,000 out.
Right. That was due to the economy going on back in 2008. They were not allowing people to run in and pull all their money out that had more than, I'd say, $100,000. See, that was going to flood the system and perhaps take them out. It was going to take them out if these people removed all that money.
That's crazy. That's crazy. But anyway, I saw it on MSN, and then I went to check with CNN, some of the other news outlets, API, and it's all over about, because they said now some of the other banks are getting scared. You know, like, I don't know, Wells Fargo or U.S. or any of them, they're getting scared now because this happened back in 2008. So I was like, ooh, let me hurry up and get the rest of my money. I'm getting over the Boeing. The credit union, y'all, I don't know if anybody, I know SHIHA deals with a credit union. I don't know if the rest of you do. Your interest rates are a hell of a lot cheaper. They don't nickel and dime you to death, and they don't worry you.
Yeah, I used to be with the credit union. I'm not with credit union now. I'm just with Wells Fargo, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I got a whole lot of money there.
ladies, please understand, these banks have several type of banking functions that we have no idea of. That $250,000 for the little people, okay? They do businesses and stuff that is not obtainable to us. So that $250,000 for the little person.
But the bank's been dealing with this for
years.
Well,
I'm way below the little people, so they're above my pay grade. Okay.
I had to share that with
y'all because I was thinking about even people that own houses or property and stuff like that. Now, y'all got money. You got money in the bank because you have property. But just for us every day, just trying to work or whatever, no, we don't have that kind of accreditation.
Yeah, that is a different category of banking when you got all property and business stuff. That's a whole different arena. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, y'all keep your eyes open. Let your family and your friends know just to, you know, be watching their bank account. They might want to check on it every day just to see, you know, what's going on with their bank. So, I don't know. I was like, okay, you know, they talk about, well, this year we could experience food shortage. This year, bitcoins could go down, way down. So, you know, the stock market, I don't know because I don't play the stock market. I'd have to ask Christy or Jim about that kind of, you know, what's going on there. But I'm sure it's affecting them as well, I would think.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's all I had. Did anybody else have anything they want to talk about or discuss before I go to the cards?
Deborah R. is in California, so that snow is melting. Plus, they're going to have a big rain, right, Deborah?
Yeah, it's been raining where I'm at all week. Last night,
okay.
It was. I thought I was going to get blown away. the wind was blowing so hard that I thought my windows in my apartment was going to be knocked out. And then it was a big, loud thunder. It scared me so till I couldn't even go to sleep. It was bad, it's raining. It's raining. It's been cloudy here all day. Yesterday too, it rained all day. It's been raining most of the day today. It's supposed to rain all week. And then they have a snowstorm in other places, you know, California.
Now, Deborah, are they going to have flooding again, or they're talking about flooding in the southern part of California because all the snow now is melting? Have you heard that about the flooding down there that they're worried about?
Yeah, that's in Southern California, so they showed some flooding, but, you know, when the ice melts, but then there's also the snow is still snowing, you know, in a lot of places. In Southern California, in the upper, like closer to Tahoe area, California, closer, you know, it's snowing. But it's raining where we're at, like Sacramento area, San Francisco area. It's just raining a lot.
Snow
up on the mountains. You could see the snow up on the mountains. Where I live here in Tracy, there's no mountains. I can't see no mountains. It's flat.
Oh, boy.
But, like, if I know when I went to Saturday last weekend, it was, I could see the snow was melting on the mountain close to Saturday.
Wow.
Yeah.
What about you, Christina? Because y'all were going through a little bit of snow stuff.
Oh, yeah. I live near Lake Michigan, and they call it the lake effect, and they were calling for 11 inches. I don't think we got 11 inches, but we got a lot. Probably more like 6 or 8 inches, but it's the real heavy wet stuff because spring is on its way, and so it's a lot of moisture in it, and it was so darn heavy. So, you know, the snow plows had a tough time. The snow blowers, the shovels. So we did get a lot.
In Southern California, they said they found several people dead in their homes, you know, in Southern California from the snowstorm. You know, as the snow was starting to melt, they found several people in their homes. I don't know what the number is. I watch the news, but I don't really. Sometimes I'm not really into it.
Yeah.
I might hear bits and pieces of it.
Welcome in 703. Sorry, ladies. 703, you're on the air. Who's this?
My name's Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. Welcome to the show. So glad that you're here.
Yeah.
The ladies in the room is She-Ha Spirit, Christina, Deborah R., Miss Wilhelmina.
Hello there.
So join the family, honey. We're doing Friday happy hour, which we usually clown or talk about something profound. And I'm doing Love Tarot readings tonight.
Welcome, Andrea.
Welcome.
Hi, Andrea.
Hello, Andrea.
Hi. Hello.
Okay, well, if we don't have anything else to discuss, I'll start with the cards. Ladies, what you think?
Yep.
Sure. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, well, the first person up is Sheeha. So, Sheeha, what do you want me to start with, the hidden truth or in the shadows?
Just start with the truth. I'm going to let you pick, so just start with the truth, Lynn.
Okay, let's do in the shadows. I just like that because they're so profound.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Bring
okay.
it on.
All right, let's see.
Oh.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. I was careless with you. I wish you would come back. I am different now. I'm sorry. And the next one is up. I took the easy way out. Let me do one more roll. What did you want from me? I know I made a mistake. I've been struggling. Yes, it's too late. That's probably from your side.
Yeah.
And the last card was, you can't come with me.
Well.
All right, now. Okay, now let's see what's happening. Let's see what's happening in the hidden truth. What that one is. Now, the hidden truth, like I say, it could be validation. It could be validation or coming up. Validation or it could be somebody coming up in your life. Excuse me, like what you've already experienced, and it's just kind of validating that if you've already been through certain things. Okay. All right. Let's see what it says. The hidden truth. I don't want to let you go. Well, you let me down. I won't
all
let
right,
you down.
This
I admire you. I don't know what comes next. I still have feelings for you. I'm not financially stable. Hope you ain't broke. I know you don't feel the same. I don't know why this happened. And your last card is, I don't want to know.
So
okay.
True. So true. So true, Lynn. So true.
Interesting.
Okay. That kind of correlated with your in the shadows, I'll tell you. Okay,
yes,
next up is Miss Christina, my Christina. Okay, Christina, do you want me to do this on you? Because you know you married.
Sure. Sure.
Okay, which one do you want me to do
first, like
the hidden truth or in the shadows?
In the shadow.
Okay, got it. Yeah, you don't really need the hidden truth because you're married. You know your husband's good. Okay, Christina. Tell me what's going on with Christina. One more. All right, here we go, young lady.
Okay.
I hope you're happy for me. I know more than you think. I'm waiting for an apology. I am happy that it's over. I wonder how far this would go. Okay. I'm thinking that maybe if you had an argument or whatever,
Well, my son and I, my son is getting married in April, and our relationship has been very strained since this proposal, and my soon-to-be daughter-in-law did not invite me to go wedding dress shopping with her or to even participate in planning her bridal shower.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, let me do the second row then. I don't know how to let you go. We are more alike than I admit. Well, it's your son. I don't really know you. I understand you better now. And your last card is, I forgive you. Okay. So the I forgive you could be you, you know.
I mean, I never had a problem with my son. He obviously had a problem with me, but obviously, I guess she must have a problem with me because why would not you invite me to go wedding dress shopping with you? She chose her stepmother. That my son, we were divorced when he was 18. He was an adult. I mean, like that to me is just a slap in the face. And she's like, it wasn't intentional. I'm like, you must think I'm stupid.
Mm-hmm. I know it's that funny. Go ahead.
Linus, I think we have it mixed up.
Linus, are you going
to the wedding, Andrea?
Christina?
Yeah, yeah, what?
Wait,
oh, okay.
Is there two Christinas? Is there two? Do we have
no.
two Christinas?
No.
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 Oh, because
no.
that wasn't me answering.
Yes, Christy.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Spirit, there must be a spirit out there somewhere.
Oh, 703 is Andrea. And
yeah.
706
Why?
Is Miss Wilhelmina. It's Miss Wilhelmina, Deborah R., Christina, Sheha, me, and Andrea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That sounded like it might have been Andrea. I don't think that reading was for Andrea.
Was it somebody
no,
else?
No, Andrea, that was for Christina.
That was Christina.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. We all got the same phone call.
Oh, you must be going through it too, Andrea, huh? I don't know. I'll know when I get there to you.
It's okay. It's the universe just giving us a sign or something.
Well, Christina, I'm glad you're going to the wedding. I'm sorry that, you know, there's a little challenge there between you and your new daughter-in-law.
No,
but
that's me.
You're going to
that's
the
not Christina.
Wedding.
That's me.
I mean, Christina. Yes, yes.
Andrea.
No, it's Andrea. I'm the one. That's not Christina.
Oh, okay. So Andrea answered for Christina. She thought it was her.
Right.
Oh, no. Christina. Yeah. Okay, so all right. I'm not going to do the hidden truth on you because you don't need to know that. You're married. So, okay.
Oh, okay.
And I ain't starting no shit in nobody's marriage tonight, okay?
I want to know.
Yeah, you can tell everybody else. I won't listen.
Okay. Well, our next person up is Deborah Orr. So,
okay.
Deborah, which one do you want me to start with, The Hidden Truth or In the Shadows?
What did you do with everyone? In the Shadows? Is that
okay?
In the Shadows.
And I'm going to do
the
Hidden
the
Truth on
one.
You, too, but I'll start with In the Shadows. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Uh-oh. Everything's falling out already, girl. Good Lord. Well, they must have some information for you. The cards are falling. I'm like, oh, okay, now. All right.
Oh.
Deborah. Look at them. They're steadily. One of the cards that popped out said, I don't really know you. That's not it.
Oh.
That ain't the spread. It just popped out. I was like, damn. Okay. That could be how you feel. I don't know. Okay, Deborah.
One more time. That was probably you telling somebody that. Okay. All right, Deborah, here we go. I don't know what to say. I couldn't tell you face to face. Ooh. I took the easy way out. I'm sorry. I focused on you instead of my pain. Next row, I scared myself that day. Sometimes I hear your voice. You didn't imagine it. I don't know how to let you go. And your last card up is, I want to tell you so much. Okay. There's somebody that's still crushing on you, Deborah, or they're thinking about you. Mm-hmm. Let's put it like that. You're on that person's mind. Whoever the guy is, you're on his mind. So, okay. All right. Let's see what the hidden truth got to say. Come on with it now. Okay, here we go. I can't be with you. I do love you. You didn't see my tears. Ooh, you out there breaking hearts. Okay.
No.
I hide my feelings, and I will do it all again. Oh, hey.
They hide
their
what?
Huh?
I didn't hear what you said they hide.
Oh, I'm on the second row. I have trouble with intimacy. You know that shit's important. Okay, I trusted you. This is you. Him, I can't get enough of you. I can't be myself with you. I can be myself with you. And your last card is you inspire me. You know who that is? Who was running around you like
I think so. But he messed up.
That's
you know,
crazy.
He
okay.
messed up. He ain't giving me what I want.
Uh-oh. Okay. Next person up is Miss Wilhelmina. Miss Wilhelmina, I'll read in the shadows to you. You don't need the hidden truth. I know Mr. Smith loves you.
Yeah. I love him too, but I still want to know the truth.
Let's go in the shadows. Okay, here we go. I wish you could come back. I don't really know you. I never want to feel that way again. I hope I will see you again sometime. Oh, Lord. I know you're watching. We are more alike than I admit. I hope you're happy for me. That would be you. I understand you better now. That's the guy. I'm waiting for an apology. And your last card, I fantasize about you.
Okay, come clean, Miss Wilhelmina.
I don't know who in the world that could be except for Mr. Smith, because that's how I feel about him. But the rest of the guys that I have ever talked to have been forgotten long ago and dropped like a hot potato.
Okay, I'm going to be
here
for you. Just for
okay.
you, but maybe the hidden truth of you realize somebody thinks a lot about you because they admire you. Maybe it's Mr. Smith. No,
it is
probably
my husband. We admire each other.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think things about nobody else.
That's good. That's love.
You're looking for somebody else.
Okay, here goes your hidden truth. I want you back. Ooh, I wonder how you feel. Ooh, that one popped way over there. I feel so drawn to you. Ooh, I'm going to tell Mrs. Smith.
That's Mr. Smith, because I ain't drawn to nobody else.
Next
I
one
do
is
be thinking
Ms.
about
Lee
him like that,
you?
Though. I do want to be with
you. Okay, and the next one is I want you so badly.
That's Mr. Smith. That's Mr. Smith. I've been waiting for a while now. We got a
okay.
baby in the bed with him.
I wish we could go back. I saved your text messages. I can't do this. I see life differently, and I don't want to know. So that's probably somebody from your past, I would imagine.
Probably so, because if I don't want to know, you got to be from the past.
Yeah. Yeah, I
don't
somebody from
the past. What you doing? Must be somebody.
They don't
want to
hear how happy that you are in your marriage. Excuse
mm-hmm.
me. Okay. Oh, Andrea was next up, but she dropped her call. She left. Well, okay.
Oh. She thought Christina was her.
Yeah.
She might have been embarrassed.
Oh, she didn't have to be.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Anyway, maybe she might call back in. Okay. I'm doing In the Shadows of Sin. I'm going to go through it real quick. What am I doing this for? I'm going to call out sometimes. I'm sorry.
I'll do it for you because
they can call out then. Well, Andrea left, so let me, I'll do this one for you. What happens.
Oh, okay.
I know you're watching me. That's a lie. I'm waiting for an apology. That's a lie. I hope I will see you again. Never happened. I fantasize about you. Oh, well, I fantasize about Jesus. I never want to feel that way again. Well, you learn next time, bro. I am not coming back. I know I made a mistake. Yes, you did. What did you want from me to be a man? I do wish you well. Thank you very much. And the last one is thank you for leaving me. And that's from me.
Lynn.
Yeah.
Lynn. Do a five card collected for the group.
Oh. You know, okay, let me get my other cards. Hold on, because these are the lovely ones.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Now, these are the, just to let y'all know, they're East Indian, and they're called the Mahabihaharatata. Okay, anyway, they're East Indian, and it's Oracle, okay? I cannot pronounce that name. I'm sure it must be a shorter version to saying that, but God only knows. I don't speak Punjabi, or I shouldn't say Punjabi, but Indian, so
I would need to ask one of those to pronounce that for me correctly. But anyway, okay, this is going to be a group collective. Group collective. Now, you know this may or may not resonate with some of y'all, so you
Right. But it's a small group.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Just four of us.
Okay. Well, this time I'll do three rows. Do it a little bit differently. Okay. First card up is expertise, grief, groove. Nectar, thunderstorms, loads.
Five of us is fine enough.
Five of revenge. Ooh, okay. Let me first do the first two rows. Good luck. These are bigger cards, too. Bigger cards. Okay, so what we got is somebody is an expert at money. They know how to deal with money, the allure of money. They also, somebody, okay, this could be for you, Christina, because it says someone's in love, but there's a revenge aspect to this. Okay.
Whoa.
I shouldn't say for you, Christina, but because the revenge card came up behind love, there's a problem there. So somebody's really good with money. I'll put it like that. You're really good with money. You know how to work with it. But in your love life, there's a bit of revenge there, a challenge, okay? Next up, you have a choice to forever be in balance, okay, because the Infinity card up, it tells me forever to be in balance in your life. And you have justice coming in, and the justice is coming in is because you know who you are. You're self-study. So let's see what else is coming up here. Ooh, ego. Beauty. Oh, like I know I look good. Shelter and patience. Okay. So the next row is ego, beauty, shelter and patience. So with ego, that's somebody, because beauty's behind it, you know you look good. Okay, that's all that is. Like, I know I'm all that, as a kid saying, a bag of chips. And you have power in your quietness, which gives you patience. Okay, you have power in your quietness. And what I mean in your quietness is that you go within. But it's your patience that's developing. Okay. So that's...
Wonder who that is.
That must be me. I'm trying to be patient.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me see. I'll do one more.
That's good.
I'm learning to be patient.
Okay. And the last three I have, intuition, a gift, and the universe. So I'm going to say that... any of y'all that have intuition or that third eye, it's a gift from above. It's from the universe. Mm-hmm. So I'll say it's from God, angels, miracles, guides, your ancestors, you know, the collective consciousness. But your intuitive gift, your intuitiveness, I should say, is a gift from above.
Is this that you, Leonard?
Yes, ma'am.
That's great.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
No, was that for me? No. No, it wasn't for me.
Yeah.
I was just doing a general reading for everybody.
Maybe it's you.
Right.
Yeah.
It sounds like you.
I will accept it because I did get my, I was invoked with the Sheha spirit, so it's talking to me.
Yeah. Oh, okay, well. Somebody's got an intuitive gift. They got it from God above. Area code 504, you're in the room. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. Welcome to the show. So glad that you're here. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Can I ask a question, or do you just give me one?
Oh, this isn't for psychic readings. This is Friday Happy Hour and Tarot reading. I can do a love Tarot reading on you if you'd like.
Okay.
Okay, I'll be there. My card's out the way here. Okay, and what did you say your name is again? Debbie? What?
Yeah, Deborah, yeah.
Deborah, okay, we got two Deborahs in here. We have a Deborah in here, Deborah R. So we're
okay.
Debbie and Deborah R. Okay, so Debbie, I'm going to do a love reading for you, and it's, the deck is called In the Shadows.
Ooh.
So let's see what's coming up that maybe you may or may not know about.
Okay.
And I'm going to shuffle them three times. It's coming up for Debbie. What's coming up for Debbie? All right. Okay, Debbie, here we go, girl. I love myself enough to walk away. Ooh. I don't know how to let you go. I can still see you standing there. I don't need your approval. You did not break me. Well, you go, girl. You are not right. We are not right for each other. I don't really know you. I understand you better now. I hope you're happy for me. And I focus on you instead of my pain. Okay, that's in the shadows. Now, Debbie, would you like me to do, I also have the love tarot called The Hidden Truth. Would you like me to do that one on you, too?
Sure.
Okay. Okay. All right. Now, The Hidden Truth, Debbie, could have happened, may not, also could be validation for you. Oops. Hold on 1 second, Debbie.
Okay.
Unmuted.
914, you're in the room.
914, you're in the room. Hi, my name is Catherine. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi,
from New York. How are you doing? Welcome in the room. We're doing love readings tonight. Okay, I'm helping Debbie right now, and then I'll get to you. How about that? Okay.
Fantastic.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay. All right, Debbie.
All right.
Let's see what's going on.
I
admire you.
I admire you.
You inspire me.
You inspire me.
I trusted you.
I trusted you.
I am waiting patiently.
I am waiting patiently.
I feel so happy with you.
I feel so happy with you.
I don't know what you want.
I don't know what you want.
I'm not financially stable. I watch your social media. I feel the sexual tension. Somebody must be horny. And I don't know why this happened. Okay. Did that resonate with you, Debbie?
It's a little confusing, but maybe it'll come together.
Well, wait a minute. I just saw something. Debbie, let me do yours again real quick, because I just saw there was two cards over there to the side. I thought I picked up the whole deck. So
okay.
Let me do it one more time. Okay. All right, here we go. Now I've got all the cards. I'm sorry about that. Okay, I saved your text messages. I wish we could go back. I feel the sexual tension. I don't know why this happened. I'm not financially stable. I won't let you down. I miss seeing you. I know you don't feel the same. I still have feelings for you. And your last card is, your intellect arouses me.
That sounds probably better, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just happened to look over and I was like, oh, shit, there's two cards over here. Okay,
you know what's
next
weird?
Up, I'm sorry?
The first one is so different than the second one.
Yeah, because it was two cards out of the deck.
No, I meant the one before that.
Oh, the first one, in the shadows kind of puts it just like it is. In the shadow are messages, they're much more mature than that hidden truth I just did, and they're straightforward. And like they say, it's not for everyone. For some, they can, if it, you know, resonates with you, and if it doesn't, okay. You know, that's all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, let me do Catherine right quick. And Catherine, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, Catherine, I'm doing yours.
Yeah, Catherine,
Shadows. I'm going to do the hidden truth on you, too. So like
okay.
I said, in the shadows kind of just tells it like a T.I. is. So let's see.
I think I know you who came up. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry?
I think I know who that message is referring to.
Oh, okay. And now this is for Catherine.
Yeah.
Myself with you. I watch your social media. I don't know what you want. I don't know what comes next. I do love you. Next is I can't get enough of you. I hide my feelings. I am in a committed relationship. Uh-oh.
Yeah, for real.
I can't reach out. And your last card up is, I want to make amends. Okay, and that is your did in truth, Kathleen. Now, Kathleen, let me tell you. Yeah. Let me tell you that if you want a psychic reading, I'm on YouTube, because I know it's getting to that time. I'm on YouTube Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, also for you too, Debbie, at 6 p.m. Pacific time, because I'm on the West Coast. So if you come in, you're allowed to, you know, ask a question, or if it's not busy, maybe two. But I go through and I do a one-minute reading on everybody in the room. And then, you know, you can start asking questions, and I will ask. At the end of my show, I do a five-minute collective reading of all the people in the room or people that are just watching the show that didn't come in the chat room. So you're more than welcome to join your family. It's The Essence of Success is the name of the show. And my name is Linus, and it comes on at 6 p.m. on YouTube, 6 p.m. Pacific time. Okay?
Oh, fabulous. God bless you. Yeah, I can just, you know, I really, a lot of that resonated for me. So I just want to say you're on point. Yeah, I believe I know who the person is 100%.
Oh, good, good. Thank you. I'm glad that it answered some questions for you. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
That makes me happy.
Yeah, yes. Surprising.
How's everybody else doing?
It resonates.
How's everybody else doing?
Okay. It definitely resonated. I know. Yeah, mine was right on target. I know who that person
mine
is.
Mine too.
Mine too, Lynn. I know who. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Okay, ladies. Well, it's getting down to that time. I'm not going to let us cut off this time. You know, we get so carried away. Like last week, we were just so deep into a conversation that we went off the air. So this time, I'm going to say on time. And
okay.
Thank everybody for being here. I really appreciate that. And I enjoyed doing the Love Tarot reading. You guys want to do this again next Friday? That was kind of fun.
Sure. Yeah, well, that's good.
Of course.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed everyone that's online.
Yeah, that was something different. I like that. It was something different, but it was fun. And I also will do the collective.
Yeah.
You know, I'll pull out the deck to do the collective for the room. But that was kind of fun. Kind of let you know what's going on or what's coming up in your love life or either what's already happened, you know, to validate.
Absolutely.
Your love life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice
meeting
the people that came in.
I hope that you all
ladies
have a very good weekend. Catherine and Debbie, I always say, if no one's told you that they love you today, I do. And I hope that everybody is safe. Don't forget, you guys, to pray for Patty, the ones that have been in the show. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about, the lady that I'm talking about,
yeah,
her mom. Also, the people that are going through climate weather. I mean, Jesus. Deborah R. was telling us about the wind, and Southern California is going to be flooding. And then also, Christina, they could be getting more snow. So let's just remember everybody in prayer as we go through the weekend. Other than that, I'm going to say good night. Thank you so much for being here, and I will see all of y'all on Tuesday at 6 p.m.
Thank you,
all right. Good night, Miss Wilhelmina. Good night, Christina. Good night, Deborah R. Good night, Chiha.
Good
night, Catherine. Good night, Debbie. Good night, Andrea.
Good night,
Andrea.
Good night.
Love you, ladies. Love all of y'all.
Love you. Love you.
Love.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.